There you go. Do you know who Eduardo Severin is?
Not sure I do.
Well,
I've heard the name and now yeah. I can't remember.
Eduardo is a buddy and co-founder of Mark Zuckerberg, mm-hmm. Facebook.
Yeah. Or as President Obama called him, Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, he has a 4% stake in the company.
Yeah.
Well, 4% is about $4 billion, okay, because this thing's going to be $100 billion after the IPO. He has renounced his American citizenship.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I heard this
Friday or Saturday.
Yeah. I think it's Friday.
Yeah. And he has lived for a long time in Singapore. There is no capital gains tax in Singapore. And I believe the top tax rate there is about, I don't know, 20%. That's a little different than it is here in U.S. America. So there you are. I guess he'll be a lot richer and get to keep a lot more of it this week when they do the IPO. But, it's causing a bit of a dust-up. People going, well, he owes everything to America. He ought to bring that money back and put it in our tax coffers so that people who don't work can have money.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you can afford that tax dodge, you go ahead and do that. Speaking of tax dodge, wow, how about moving out of California? Moonbeam. This Moonbeam over the weekend announced that they got a $16 billion deficit in their budget right now. Hold a news conference today to outline his plan. He says they are going to need crippling budget cuts if they don't raise taxes. Are we listening in Austin? Hope so. Jethro trivia coming up in just a little while. In the meantime, a mostly vacant area of land across Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming has about as much recoverable oil as, you ready?
Mm.
The world's reserves combined. An auditor for the Government Accounting Office told Congress last week the Green River Formation contains 3 trillion, that's with a T, barrels of oil.
Whoa.
And about half of this may be recoverable depending on the available technology and economic conditions. By the way, about 75% of the land is federal. Nobody lives there. Just saying.
All right. Well, that just means that there'll be some environmental reason why we can't.
Of course.
Why nothing can be done.
There's going to be like a snail darter flower butterfly thingy there that'll keep us from doing that. Florida man has completed a triathlon. That's in 2 hours and a little bit of change. That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Did it by, well, he was juggling 3 balls.
Oh.
Show off.
Yeah, really. I looked at the video today to see if it was legit. 31-year-old Joe Salter swam a quarter of a mile, and, of course, he did the backstroke, and he was juggling the entire time. Then he biked 16.2 miles. Now, there he only used 2 balls, I think, because obviously you have to keep a hand on the steering wheel, probably the handlebars. Anyway, says he trained for 10 months, and, you know, then he went ahead and did his, I don't know, ever how many miles he had to run. So there you go. So I know you think you're doing well, but this guy's juggling while he does that. Juggling while he does a triathlon.
Huh.
All right, let's see. They're canceling TV shows out there. Let's see how.
Yeah,
that works
out Miami, right?
CSI Miami has been canceled.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, now it's not like you're not going to be able to see it. Okay.
True.
Oh yeah.
There's some network that runs 3 hours of it every day. So
I think that's A&E.
Is it? And again, most of those actors are going to get paid plenty of money off that. And they renewed CSI in New York.
Kind of surprised by that.
I am, too. But we'll see. Unforgettable was canceled. NYC 22 was canceled. Kathy Bates' Harry's Law, which I kind of like.
I did, too. That's been canceled.
Yeah, they canceled that. And so we'll see how all that goes. But Glee, here's the news now. The network is likely moving Glee to Thursday nights after X Factor.
Oh.
And they're going to move Kiefer Sutherland's show Touch to Friday night, so they'll have like an all science fiction Friday night. Wow, all science fiction. That'll be on Fox. Mick Jagger's hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. You see that?
Is he really?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, gonna have to have the cue cards with really, really big writing. Mick, over here. Police in Manchester, England, are on the lookout for a man who robbed a convenience store with a cup of coffee. Apparently, he threatened to spill it on the clerk if he didn't turn over the goods.
Couldn't you just take your time and that way it was just going to cool off?
Yeah. Police have released closed-circuit video, appealing to anybody who knows who it might be to please call in and Help them capture the guy. So, have you ever tried to walk with a cup of coffee and been concerned that you're going to spill it?
Oh, sure.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if
you're
trying to get there quickly.
Right,
you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, now, apparently, there has been some sort of government financing for a study as to why we spill coffee when we walk.
Really?
Yeah, why we spill coffee when we walk. Because, after all, we're all shocked and amazed when that happens. So, of course, the research, which I guess probably our tax dollars paid for, tell us that whether or not we're going to spill the coffee has to do with, you ready? How full the cup is.
Really?
How full the cup is.
Is the study over? Is there more to...
I'm so relieved that you explained that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, and the scientists who got this gig were from the University of California, Santa Barbara.
Oh.
Because they thought, well, we need to investigate the physics behind the best way to carry coffee so that spillages will be...
Spill-I.
Yeah, spill-I, if you will be reduced or eliminated. The phenomenon is systematically explored, they said. They monitored a person walking at different speeds along a straight path while holding a mug full of coffee and either focusing on the mug or looking straight ahead.
Oh, if you look straight ahead, you're going to spill. Yeah.
The camera recorded the volunteer's motion while a tiny sensor in the mug recorded the instant spillage. The speed of your walk and how close to the rim you fill the cup determines the likelihood of the spillage. Spillages were most likely ready between the carrier's 7th and 10th step. So there it is. There's the giant gap right there. The advice to coffee drinkers. Leave. Are you ready? The college research has found. The research says, leave a larger gap between the top of the mug and the coffee. Somebody got their doctorate in this at UC Santa Barbara. I'm just saying.
And it probably says, with a federal grant.
Watch the mug rather than the floor. Proved to be much more effective.
Told you.
Just
told you.
And see, how many thousands of dollars did we spend on that? Once again, today.
None of them in my pocket.
And again, see, I don't, and they don't say, were they carrying two mugs of coffee? Because I would think the chance of spillage is much greater if you're carrying two mugs of coffee, right? At least twice as much. Because you're going to be concentrating on those, and you're liable to trip over the cat that's sitting in the middle of the hallway.
Well, and you can't look at both of them, depending unless you hold them close together, or if you're Jack Elam, maybe. But, I mean, it's...